Okay.
Yeah.
Mm. The story suggests the difference between European civilization and Indian civilization. Right. And in European civilization, the two fundamental philosophies, idealism and materialism, are the main symbols. Mm. But in the Indian philosophy, Gautama Buddha insists reality exists only. And therefore, Buddhism insists that even though in European civilization, people revere two philosophies, idealism and materialism, but in Indian Buddhism, they think that transcending two philosophies, idealism and materialism, and should establish only one realism is Buddhist aim. So in such a situation, the Shobo Gendo, Chinese master, utilized the symbol of two mirrors. And when two mirrors have met, two mirrors vanished, and reality exists in front of them. That is the meaning of the story.
So the mirrors are symbols of ideas, of concepts.
Yes. So the such mirror is the human intuition.
Right.
Mm.
And when the two mirrors meet,
mm.
the human intuition vanishes.
Mm. So the vanishes. And the reality manifests itself.
So
manifesting reality is the ultimate phase of Buddhist philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, to explain such situation, Chinese Buddhism utilizes two pieces of mirrors.
Mm-hmm. So at the beginning of this story, the master Seppo Shinkaku says, if you want to understand this matter, my concrete state is like one face of the eternal mirror. When a foreigner comes, a foreigner appears. When a Chinese person comes, a Chinese person appears.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean, when a foreigner comes, a foreigner appears?
Mm-hmm. So it is the story which symbolizes some kind of philosophical relations. Mm. So the Chinese master utilizes mirror as the symbol of human intuition.
Right.
And two masters have met. Two masters' idea vanishes, and only one reality is maintained.
So when they meet face to face,
mm-hmm.
they're in reality. That's the real.
So that it is the process of explanation. So the real situation is such kind of intuition vanishes.
Mm-hmm.
And there is just reality itself.
Ah, okay. But this intuition, is it something that we can kind of is it something that we can understand ourselves and think about? Or does it just happen? Is it a very natural?
So the intuition is different from the thinking. Mm-hmm. So the we should explain such problem on the basis of autonomic nervous system.
Right.
And when sympathetic nervous system is stronger, we are skillful to think. Therefore, in that case, we are skillful to consider philosophical problems on the basis of idealism. But when parasympathetic nervous systems is stronger, the people usually be sensitive. So in that case, people think philosophical problems on the basis of material world. So the we have tendency that when our sympathetic nervous system is stronger, we are prone to be spiritual. And if our parasympathetic nervous system is stronger, we are prone to be materialistic. So those two states are different from Buddhist situation. In the Buddhist situation, sympathetic nervous system and parasympathetic nervous systems have the equal strength. In that case, plus minus zero, then we can notice the existence of reality. So European philosophies and Buddhist philosophies should think about utilizing such a simile. So in a European civilization, there is body and mind. But in Indian philosophy, our autonomic nervous systems are balanced. So such is described plus minus zero. Then we can grasp reality directly. So practicing Zazen is making our autonomic nervous system balanced, and then we can grasp reality directly. So not consideration, not perception, but just sitting, keeping the posture regularly, then we can experience reality itself directly. That is the practice of Zazen. And therefore, practice of Zazen is the central importance in Buddhist philosophy.
And what is the relationship then between intuition and this, the balanced state?
So the when the autonomic nervous systems are balanced, function of sympathetic nervous system and the function of parasympathetic nervous system become equal. So such situation is like plus minus zero. And such a situation of plus minus zero is just the basis of reality. Therefore, by practicing Zazen, we can utilize practice of Zazen, we can live in the reality is situation of plus minus zero.
I see. Mm. So this situation of plus minus zero,
mm-hmm,
is the same as the situation of the of reality of the universe.
Yes, that is.
So we're in plus minus zero, and the reality is plus minus zero.
Yes.
And then where does intuition come from? Is that part of reality, or does that come from inside each person?
So the reality comes, the equality between strength of sympathetic nervous system and strength of parasympathetic nervous system.
That intuition comes.
Yes.
Their
yes. So intuition is beyond consideration.
Right.
Beyond sense perception.
Uh-huh. And is it an individual thing? Do individuals kind of generate their own intuition? Or is it a kind of a universal?
So therefore, the in European philosophy, we do not revere intuition. And sometimes we think that intuition is very dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, before deciding something, we should be more considerable.
Mm-hmm.
But Buddhism insists different theory. And true decision comes from our intuition, not from consideration,
mm-hmm.
not from sense perception.
Mm-hmm.
When our autonomic nervous systems are balanced, then we can grasp the truth directly, intuitively. That is the theory of Buddhism.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, Buddhism reveres the balanced state.
Mm-hmm.
And when our autonomic nervous systems are balanced, we can reflect the truth intuitively.
Mm-hmm. And so we reflect the truth intuitively. The truth exists in reality, in the
yes.
universe. I see.
So the universe is the truth itself.
Uh-huh.
So if we make identify our mental wave
mm-hmm.
with the universal wave, we can listen to the universal voice.
Uh-huh. Great, great. But when we do that, can we listen to it kind of consciously? Can we do it in our, do we get a mental, can we actually recognize it?
Yes, therefore the keeping spine straight vertically,
mm-hmm.
we are having the balanced state of autonomic nervous system,
okay.
then the wave from the universe come into our body and mind.
Ah. And where does the wave from the universe, where does that originate?
It is a fact.
Uh-huh. It exists.
The universe has such function.
I see. And is this, is intuition and prajna, the word prajna, is that separate to the word dharma? You know, we talk about the universal law and the universal rule.
Therefore, the balance of the autonomic nervous system
yes.
is the wave of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, when human beings make their autonomic nervous system balanced,
mm-hmm.
then they can listen to the broadcasting from the universe.
Right. And the broadcasting from the universe is the truth, it's reality.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Oh, that's very good.
Mm.
Oh, thank you.
Mm. So the Buddhist philosophy is not belief, but philosophical fact.
Mm.
Therefore, I think that all human beings should study Buddhist philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
Buddhism can never be religion,
mm-hmm.
but the philosophy itself. Mm-hmm. Because in the case of Buddhism, there is nothing to believe in. The Buddhist theory is fact itself. Therefore, we should not believe in anything. We should find the existence of Buddhism itself.
we believe in reality.
Yes.
Like that.
Yes.
It's not that we don't believe in a particular idea, we believe in...
We do not need to believe any idea.
I'm sorry, one last question. How do the precepts relate to, you know, our intuition?
When I want to explain such situation, I usually use a very wide pasture. And in the pasture, ox and horses are playing very pleasantly. But if they over the fences, the outside is very dangerous. Therefore, without getting out from the fence is the very important condition to make ox and horses safe. So, precept is such kind of faith.
Fence.
Therefore, we should not get out the fence. That is the precept.
I see. But occasionally, there are times when we have to act. Sometimes we do something that goes against the words of the precept.
Yes. But therefore, in such case, we should come back to the pasture hastily.
Hastily, okay. Okay, good. And usually the precepts and the truth in reality, they should kind of be conform to each other. They should be.
The precept is the first step. And the first having the precept, but it is rather difficult for us to follow the precept. So we make our efforts. And gradually we will get ability to follow the precept. So precept is the first fence.
Yes.
And breaking the precept is common for human beings. Therefore, we should make our efforts to follow the inside the fences. Then we can have freedom, even though we are living on the earth.